I'm Dr. Lisa Beasley, a family nurse practitioner, and this is Healthful High Notes. April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and it's important for communities and families to work together to prevent child abuse and neglect. According to the CDC, child abuse and neglect are common, with about 1 in 7 children having experienced child abuse or neglect in the past year. And since this is an issue that goes underreported, these numbers are likely higher. Children who live in poverty experience more abuse and neglect due to the stress living in poverty places on families. The economic burden of child abuse and neglect are costly, with about $592 billion estimated to be the lifetime cost for childhood maltreatment. Sadly, children who are abused and neglected suffer immediate physical injuries, such as cuts, bruises, or broken bones, but the emotional and psychological problems can last well into adulthood, even through a lifetime. Child abuse is preventable, and while there are no one-size-fits-all solutions, we as a society can make an impact by strengthening economic support to families, supporting parents and positive parenting, improving the quality of care for children by requiring licensing and accreditation for child care facilities, and provide children with quality education early in life. Child abuse can have toxic consequences by changing brain development and creating problems like post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as learning, attention, and memory difficulties. If you suspect child abuse or neglect, call the police. If a child is in immediate danger, call 911. I'm Dr. Lisa Beasley, a family nurse practitioner and advanced forensic nurse, and you've been listening to Healthful High Notes. Be sure to visit the WYXR podcast network at WYXR.org for more Healthful High Notes.